First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday this morning on Swift 98 and the Spur. Don't get hooked. Find tips that may just help prevent you from falling for a scam. Find the red flags to be aware of by visiting GoFirstBank.com or stop by your local branch offices at Alpine, Afton, Kemmer, and Mountain View. Talking Star Valley Half Marathon with you this morning, Duke and Dowell in studio. Bart and Denise Coons joining us live on the air as well. Bart, Denise, good morning. How you feeling today? What's it like on the day before the half marathon?
Good morning. Thanks so much for having us, Duke and Dowell. The day before the half marathon starts, it's always a bunch of questions. Do we have everything taken care of? What have we forgotten? What's going to happen? Nervous for us, just like it is for the runners. I talked to our granddaughter this morning who's going to run it and said, how are you doing? She says, I'm a little bit nervous, but it all comes together. And Denise has put in hours and hours and hours of work getting this prepared. And this year we're so excited to have the Star Valley Health standing side by side with us and doing much of the heavy lifting. And so we're grateful for that and excited to have them going forward, taking on the responsibilities that we have been doing.
So, guys, you talk about all the different things that have to take place, all the T's that need to be crossed and the I's that need to be dotted. Talk to us about some of that, because once the race starts, I would imagine it's almost sort of a relief because the ball starts to roll. Denise, talk to us about some of the things that happen behind the scenes.
Yeah, well, that's true. We start about 6 months, ahead in January. There's so many things like getting us sanctioned with USA Track and Field and then gathering sponsors and making sure the website's up, designing shirts and just so many little things, getting our volunteers lined up. And some days I work on it all day and I can't even really tell you what I did, but I did a lot of stuff. It's kind of like being a mom.
All those years prepared, you didn't even know about
That's
it.
That's right.
Absolutely. Well, how many people does it take to pull this thing off, Denise? Do you know, have maybe an estimate on how many people it takes to do the half marathon volunteer-wise?
Volunteers, and boy, we couldn't do it without them. There's usually 120 to 140-ish, wow. Really. So it's, and we have over 300 participants signed up. So, that's almost 500 people there on the course working and to make this happen.
I've made the claim, and you'd have to refute me if I'm wrong, that there's probably more athletic participant at this race than any other event that goes on in Star Valley, when you talk about true number of athletes that participate in a single event.
Yeah,
I can't think of another one.
Well, yeah, and you've had some years over 400. I mean, you're talking several hundred different runners out there. You talked about you have a granddaughter running, and that's not the first time that's happened, but they've grown up with this race. Talk to us about how they have taken on their different roles and how they've evolved over the last 15 years of making it part of what they do in the second weekend in July.
You know, it's interesting that each one of the kids has a responsibility, and they know what their responsibility is, and now it's gone on to each one of the grandkids. So, for example, this afternoon at Packet Pickup, we've had some grandkids that say, oh, make sure we want to do this. This is so important to us, and it's the favorite part of the day. And so grandkids are involved with that. They know what the responsibility is. We're going to have a grandson at the starting line tomorrow morning, and he's going to blow the horn to get people started, and he wants to be part of that and take care of it. So it's they all have their responsibilities, and it's fit in really, really well. And again, I can't emphasize enough, it's a team effort. No one person could do it. And last year we added another event in addition to the half marathon. We now have the 5K, and there was no way that we as a family could have done that. And when the Star Valley Health came on, it gave us enough additional manpower that we were able to add this other event. And And so going forward, they've got a lot more manpower than we do, and they're going to do a great job.
Well, I was talking with some of the staff at Star Valley Health that's helping organize this in the future and working with you guys this year. Walk us through what that transition looks like, maybe just from an organizational standpoint, and what are they doing this year, and what are their plans for the future with Star Valley Health taking over the organization of this event?
Denise, you want that one?
I'll try. Well, we pretty well broke the management of the race down into 9 areas and you know, gave that to Star Valley Health to decide who does what, like dietary's covering the food and, you know, the different organizations. And it's kind of, the hard part is just transitioning and teaching them how to do it. And sometimes the things overlap, which we just all, you know, in our family do. But now it's more defined, and but they're really excited, and they've done a lot this year, and we're in good hands with them.
So they're actually, last year they were pretty much shadowing what we did, and this year it's literally co-working together. So for example, early this week, I went out and we spray painted the mile markers on all of the road and put the caution signs, and we had two members of the facilities and utilities department from Star Valley Health that were there with maintenance, side by side, spray painting and doing the work. And of course, next year, it's going to be them doing it. And we're going to be available to answer questions and to support them as needed. But after this year, they are in charge with us as a resource as they need it.
As you look at the history of this race, obviously, this is done in honor and in memory and in spirit of your son, Jeremy. I was friends with Jeremy a bit, and so I know and remember him. But when you think about the 15-year era of this race to this point, I think I already know the answer to this. What are some of your thoughts on this? You've got to be immensely proud that it has continued to be such a big community event.
So I want to answer this one here, and then you can take from there. So we have found out that this is more than a race. It really is, and people tell us that all the time. They say, you know, we run half marathons or we run races elsewhere, but this is different. And the reason it's different is because, number one, every time they run, they see every mile a picture of Jeremy there, and that reminds them of how important it is to be giving back, and people feel that. And they say, some people have said it's a very, very emotional experience to run this race, because people have experiences in their own lives where they may be having struggles, and they learn that they can do hard things, and they do hard things, a lot of them out there running. And so we look at this as much more than just a race, and over the 15 years, that has been cemented. People are telling us, one family was telling me this week, we plan our family reunion around this, and so that we're going to do that, and some people run, and others just come for the reunion, but we plan our reunion around race weekend.
You said it perfectly, yeah.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So this is the 15th year. With that in mind, with how you just answered that, Bart, you talked about what this race has meant for so many people all over the nation, really, right? And people from inside the valley and outside the Star Valley area. What has it meant to you two and your family specifically to be doing this race in honor of Jeremy now for 15 years?
I, you know, when it first started, I think it was, his birthday is this weekend, so his birthday is actually tomorrow. So it's kind of fitting also for us to do this. You know, it really helped us through a hard time of mourning and being busy, doing something that was bigger than ourselves. And as we've met people, and people have shared their struggles, and everyone is running for some reason, you know, and it's so therapeutic. And what could be more beautiful than going through Turnerville and Bedford? And you're on the little roads, you're not on the main highway. And it's just really good for the soul, and we appreciate when people share their stories with us. And you know, if we can help anybody feel better about carrying on and doing hard things. We're really happy to have had this opportunity to do that. Does that make sense?
I would agree with that. For us personally, it has been an opportunity as a family to give back to the community too. Because when we went through all of our struggles when Jeremy died, the community rallied around us, they supported us, they visited us, and they helped. And now here's an opportunity for us to turn around and find someone that's having their own struggles and give back to them. And that is important for us.
I also would just add, I think it, at the beginning of the race, it was sort of a, are you able to get the locals to, you know, let's be honest, it's kind of intimidating to go run 13.1 miles. And then, so that there was that newness of it, but it's turned into an annual. I mean, you guys have got to have a list, or at least there, you know, there's people who've run this every year. This is going to be their 15th race.
They've
done this the whole time.
Yeah, there are people that will have run it every single year and have been there, and they say, we wouldn't miss it. We want to be part of it.
Martin Denise Coons with the Star Valley Half Marathon, 7 a.m. start time tomorrow morning in Turnerville. Finishes, of course, again at Thane Elementary. Registration still open? Can people still register online, right?
Yes, and they can register tonight at Packet Pickup and tomorrow morning before they get on the bus. It's amazing. You can register right up to it.
Yep. And again, find all the details online at StarValleyHalfMarathon.com. That's StarValleyHalfMarathon.com.
And when you register right up to it, you can register at. You don't register online at that point.
Okay.
You can register in person.
Just do it right at right there.
Just come and register in person and then go run.
You can show up in your Levi's and run.
Yeah.
we've had some that have done that. Some that have shown up in Levi's and run. That's right.
Oh, golly.
Love it. Well, love it.
And we also encourage people to just walk the course. One thing we've learned is that we cheer every person, no matter what level of activity you want to be on. Everyone deserves a good finish, and so we will wait for you if you want to walk too.
Fantastic. Well, I'm going to miss the finish line tomorrow. I've been there the last couple of years, but have family stuff tomorrow, and I'll miss the last one you guys are organizing. But you made the comment that maybe you're not organizing it in the future, but you're still going to be there, it sounds like. I mean, this is still your race moving forward, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Appreciate your time. And, you know, not only thank you for coming in today, but thank you to you two and your family for putting this together. As you said, this has become such an incredible thing for this area. So thank you for the hard work that has gone into it.
Thank you so much. And we thank the community for all the support.
It's Bart and Denise Coons this morning, Star Valley Half Marathon. Tomorrow morning, details at StarValleyHalfMarathon.com. It's First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.